more Montrealers are receiving notices warning they have illegally downloaded material from the internet and asking them to pay hundreds of dollars to avoid further legal problems. It happened to Emmanuelle Boileau. She was asked to pay $200 by the end of last week because, the notice said, she had downloaded a film without respecting copyright. Well, when we reached Emmanuelle, she was down the line from Mexico where she's vacationing, and she told us that, in fact, she had not downloaded the film. She doesn't download films from the internet, but one of the people who shares her internet service recognized the film title. Here's our conversation. Emmanuelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about the email you got. What did it say?
Well, I got this email a few weeks ago saying that I illegally did download a movie, and I didn't do that because I never do that anyway. And I had to, in that email, they're saying that I have to pay $200 before November 11th. Otherwise, there are like some procédures. I don't know how to say that in English.
There was some legal consequences. And what do you think of the fact that you did get this email, that your internet is being monitored and that your downloading activities, yours and those who share the internet, is being monitored and that they end up sending you this letter?
I mean, I think it's like, in a way, we need to pay for, like, if we're listening, like, if we are listening to some music or if we're watching movies, it's fine to pay. But the thing is, like, I don't know how they do that. It's very, very intense because they got that in like one day and they were like, I don't know.
Do you mean you're concerned about the way you're being monitored, or what do you mean exactly?
No, I'm not really concerned. I'm more like, yeah, I guess I'm a little bit concerned. Yeah, I guess so, a little bit, because it's like, well, people are watching, I guess, what I'm doing on my computer.
And how fair do you think it is to ask you and the others who are involved with your internet service to pay $200?
Yeah, it's kind of a lot of money for me. I find it's like $200, really, like for a movie. It's kind of weird.
I mean, I understand that part of the email said pay $200 now up front and it will avoid other problems or...
Exactly, yeah. And it will avoid, like, court and the lawyers and blah, 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 and yeah. So you need to pay right now, and that's it. You have, like, 2 weeks to pay $200. I don't know if it's with my credit card, and if it's with my credit card, it's weird that they will get my information with my credit. You understand? It's like kind of I know it's real, but I don't really trust it at the same time.
That's Emmanuelle Boileau, and she did end up paying the $200 because she was concerned and didn't want to have any future problems. Should she have? Live now in studio, Alan Mendelson. He's a Montreal lawyer specializing in internet law. Familiar voice to Daybreak listeners. We spoke to him last week on a different subject, and he has received as well hundreds of calls from people in Montreal who've received these sorts of notices. Alan, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
So should Emmanuelle have paid?
Well, I can't really give legal advice over the radio, but probably not. I mean, the notice and notice system, that's what it's called in the law, or what we call it colloquially.
The notice and notice system.
So the way, let's take a step back here. So the way it works is if a copyright holder discovers that their copyrighted material has been illegally downloaded, they forward a notice to the ISP, the Videotron, the Bell, whoever is, the internet provider, and that internet service provider has to forward the notice to the person who was using a particular internet protocol address to download that whatever that work, that copyrighted work was. So that's what we call the notice and notice system. So that's how this person in your story ended up receiving that notice from her ISP.
So she's now paid. Does that mean she is protected from any kind of consequence?
Yes, I believe so. I mean, you would have to be pretty sketchy to take $200 from somebody and then go back on your promise that you won't sue them later. Whether she should have paid in the first place, it's a difficult question, but most likely, probably not.
The company that sent the notice is called, and I'm talking about the notice to Emmanuelle Boileau, whom we were speaking to just a few minutes ago, it's called Canepre. They track downloads on behalf of production companies like record labels or movie studios. And managing director is a man named Barry Logan, and he says the system works because it allows companies to ask for cash settlements.
issuing a ticket, much like photo radar. You know, Barry, I wasn't driving the car. Well, here's your ticket. You don't want to pay the ticket? Okay, here's your court date. Or here's the fine, or here's the collection agency. That's how the government operates their program. That's much the same, you know, if we compare it to the photo radar program. Who's ultimately liable for the actions on their account? You know, our view and our legal people's view is that it is the account holder.
So he makes a comparison with photo radar. You get caught, and you need to pay up.
The problem with that explanation, in my opinion, is that is not what the law was designed to do. The law was designed to change people's downloading habits. It was designed to educate people that they would receive these notices and say, you know what, I understand now, copyright is a problem, I illegally downloaded something, I see that people are able to find when I illegally download something, I'm going to stop illegally downloading things. That was the way the law was supposed to work. That was the whole point of the law. What has happened with companies like Canapre and a couple of other ones in particular that the majority of these notices are coming from is that they're using them. I hate to use this word, but other people have used it as well, so I will. In a sort of extortion attempt, like because there's no rules as to what can be in these notices, the companies have just used the notices to abuse the process somewhat and collect settlement money from people who may not necessarily have to pay under the law.
We contacted the minister's office, Navdeep Bains, and we got a statement which reads in part, the regime, this is the notice and notice system, the regime does not impose any obligations on a subscriber who receives a notice. It also does not require the subscriber to contact the copyright owner or the intermediary. There is no legal obligation to pay any settlement offered by a copyright owner. So if that's what the government is saying, why are the menacing notices being sent out?
Well, it's an easy way to make money. Unfortunately, the notice and notice system, it's, you know, you've got to keep track, you know, you've got to do some technical things to find these people who have illegally downloaded them, but it's not very difficult and not very, for the copyright owner, it's not particularly expensive to send out these notices. They literally have a form where they shove in the appropriate information about the download, send it off by email, so there's no even costs related, maybe there's a little time related costs, but, you know, it's virtually nothing for them to send out these notices, and the ISPs have to forward them. So it's a good gamble on their part to try and get some money.
Okay, but it still remains a fact, correct me if I'm wrong, that you could be forced to pay a fine, and the fine could be as much as $5,000. So, the nut of what they're saying is true. I mean, it's not just you said it was a sort of an extortion, but we have, they can actually fine you $5,000, so they're not lying.
Well, let's be clear. It's not a fine. The $5,000 that comes from the Copyright Act, it's called statutory damages, meaning that at a certain point, if you've been sued, the person suing you can choose to accept a statutory damages award of up to $5,000. Now, that's up to $5,000 for all of the downloads in a particular instance, as the law says. It could be as low as $100. And the fact is, if you went to court, let's say you are just a person who downloaded one movie for your own personal use, and if you went to court, what would a judge say that the actual damages were to the copyright holder? The value of that movie for one person,
maybe
$20?
Yeah, I was going to say, you can rent a film
you
for
can
$4.99.
Exactly. Yeah. On iTunes, $10, $5, $20. So $5,000 is a maximum awarded. The actual damages that could be awarded or would be awarded by a court are much lower.
One of the added complications, Alan, in all of this is that fairly often the things people are downloading against copyright is pornography. Now, when that happens, how does that factor into how they deal with one of these notices?
Well, the people who are receiving those notices are definitely much more nervous when it comes to that. They are quite worried.
Because they're embarrassed.
They are embarrassed. They don't want to be exposed. I personally have received, I mean, I can't tell you how many people who have contacted me have gotten notices, and many of them are about adult entertainment. And some of the people who have contacted me are very respectable people, you know, doctors and lawyers and so forth, and worry that if this information were to get out, their reputation would suffer as a result. And as a result, they are much more likely to pay the settlement.
So what's your view, your professional view? Is the notice and notice system working?
The notice and notice system does, in fact, work if people are educated about what it was supposed to do. As I was saying earlier, what it's supposed to do is to dissuade people from illegally downloading. And in fact, most of the people who contact me say the first thing they do is, I understand this is wrong and I appreciate I got this notice and I'm going to stop downloading illegally. What do I do about the settlement offer? So they recognize that that is happening.
Has any one of the people who contacted you, have they gone on to that step to pay the $200?
Some have. Some have contacted me sort of after they have settled, and they clicked on the link and they paid the settlement, and then they realized a little bit too late maybe, well, maybe I shouldn't have done that, and then they contact me. I mean, at that point, I tell them, well, look, you've paid your settlement. There's nothing that's going to happen now, and there's really nothing else you can do at this point.
Would you really just go as far as to say, don't pay it?
I think every individual case is the same. And like I said, you know, I think the Barreau de Québec would have my butt if I gave legal advice on the radio. But no, you should know what the facts are. And the facts are, the law says you do not have to pay it.
Alan Mendelson is a lawyer here in Montreal who specializes in internet law. Alan, thanks very much for coming in. Nice to see you.
It was my pleasure, Mike. Thanks so much for having me.